Happy Monday, Joe and Gracie with you, letting you know everything you need to know here on Pensacola right now. It's News Radio 92.3, absolutely jam-packed with news. Locally, we've got a lot of stuff going on nationally, of course, entertainment, pop culture, we've got it all, and just a jam-packed day with lots of information to get to you, letting you know everything that's going on in your world on this Monday. We'll get a traffic and weather update here in just a second. Do want to let you know that we do have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect for our listening area. That goes in effect until 8 o'clock. Pretty hot right now, 92. And so these storms are probably just going to pop up in a moment's notice. It looks great out there right now. It's likely going to change here as I'm looking at the ThreatNet radar. Storms starting to pop up just really along the Alabama-Florida line up on 29 and then headed south-southeast. So could be a bumpy ride later on this afternoon and into the evening hours. We'll be here right with you through it all if need be. No tornadic activity expected with this line of storms, but some of those, of course, could be severe. Again, a watch is in effect for our area until 8 o'clock tonight. As far as how the roads look right now, we'll get a check of the roads with Gracie.
Well, we do have some slowdowns right now on I-10. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. Right after the 29 exit, we have someone off to the side. Looks like it's a small accident, but it is causing some delays. That's, again, going to be eastbound on I-10 as you're moving towards I-110 after 29. Expect some slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-226-2611. Got a weather update from Joe, but we are going to be seeing some rain coming through a little bit later. Right now, it is hot. It's 92 with a few clouds in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And starting with today's top three stories, you heard it there in the Channel 3 update with Tanner just a few minutes ago. Pennsylvania officials say the highway bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck fire caused it to collapse yesterday. The driver of the tanker lost control while taking an exit ramp and crashed into the wall. The truck was carrying about 8,500 gallons of gas and it caught fire. The demolition process could take several months. Also, human remains were found at the site, but authorities have not identified that individual yet.
Also, former President Trump is going to be in Florida ahead of his arraignment tomorrow. Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony charges, counts connected to the handling of classified documents. He'll be arraigned in Miami federal courtroom and is expected to speak out publicly tomorrow evening.
And here locally, three boaters rescued around lunchtime out in Pensacola Bay. Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner says the boat was anchored close to the 3 mile bridge and encountered some large waves and capsized.
There was a boat that was anchored out and took on some waves as the seas got a little rougher and capsized.
And she says that thanks to the three people wearing life jackets, certainly played a pivotal role in them being rescued. Happened a little before noon, so if you were headed out perhaps to Gulf Breeze or back into Pensacola on the 3 mile bridge and saw some emergency boating activity, that's what was going on. That happened a little before noon, and by 12:15, the three people were on board a Pensacola fireboat headed to shore. So a good outcome there. What could have been a situation a lot worse. 4:15 right now. We'll take a quick pause, come back with more local headlines in just a moment. Check of the roads and weather together.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be because of an accident. Scene of the accident is right near the 29 exit. So just keep that in mind that you are going to see a small patch of traffic right there. And we are looking good on I-110. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-226-2611. And for weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Strong thunderstorms are possible this evening, and a severe thunderstorm watch was issued. The main threat will be damaging winds. Large hail also possible. Overnight, lows will end up being down between about 70 and 75 degrees. As we head through the next couple of days, the rain chance is around 40 to 50% each day, and highs will run in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. For weather right now, it's 92 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 one in Gulf Breeze with a few clouds. Just letting you know, there is severe weather going on till going to be till 8 p.m. This evening. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And Blue Angels Histories is back. This Blue Angels History is presented by Service Matter Realty.
Although the Blue Angels are the oldest continuously organized flight demonstration team in the world, they were not the first. Before we explore the history of the Blue Angels, let's take a look at those who preceded them. Flight began with the Wright brothers' first flight in 1903. The birth of naval aviation was 8 years later in 1911. Recognized as the grandfathers of precision aerobatic flight, the Three Hawks were the Navy's first exhibition team. The Three Hawks were a three-plane team formed within VB-2B Squadron in 1928 at NAS North Island in San Diego, California. They were the original Felix the Cat Squadron, which served aboard the aircraft carrier USS Langley. Flying Boeing F-2B-2s, the Three Hawks' first public exhibition was at Mines Field, what is now Los Angeles International Airport, during the National Air Races September 8th through 16th, 1928. They flew formations which were, for the time, considered exceptional. Some maneuvers even involved flying while tied together with ropes. The Three Hawks represented the Navy at air shows until late 1929, when all three pilots received orders to new assignments and the team disbanded. Another team from Squadron VF-1B aboard the USS Saratoga, called the High Hatters, flew during the late 20s and early 30s. The team consisted of nine aircraft and pilots that were rotated among different sections within the squadron. Even Charles A. Lindbergh flew with the High Hatters during the Cleveland Air Races in 1929, 2 years after his solo flight across the Atlantic. The Three Flying Fish was an exhibition team formed at NAS Anacostia in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 1930. 1 year later, the men were transferred and the planes returned to use in the regular fleet. Meanwhile, on board NAS Pensacola, a group of instructor pilots within Training Squadron 5 formed a team called Three Galantzels, a name taken from the high sails on square-rigged ships. The group flew together from 1930 through 1932. No other naval flight demonstration team would fly until the end of World War II, and that team was the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
This is Chris Burr with Service Matters Realty. We understand that buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. We take great pride in the relationships we build and always work relentlessly on the client's behalf to help them achieve their real estate goals. Today's buyers and sellers need a trusted resource that can guide them through the complexities of real estate. Our philosophy is simple: ethos, honor, courage, commitment. We don't measure success through achievements or awards, but through the satisfaction of our clients. Check us out at servicemattersre.com.
How and why the Blue Angels were formed will be covered next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go: shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hope you get as excited and happy about the daily Blue Angel stories as we do, because it's right around the corner. What do we got, about three Saturdays from now?
Yeah, I think it's July 8th.
Yeah, July 8th. So let's do a little quick. So four Saturdays. So, but yeah, just a month away from Blue Angel Saturday, beach weekend out there. And, of course, we're already getting our plans together for the big show. It's our Super Bowl. The city of Pensacola's Super Bowl, a chance to show off the community and the Blue. You know, we all love the Blues, of course, so always a fun time of year. Well, continuing on with local headlines, of course, we spent a lot of time talking about the weather. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 o'clock. We've already got some strong cells starting to form and pop up, mainly in Alabama and Mississippi right now. They're kind of, if you were to just draw a line across the state line from Florida and Alabama up near Century, if you were just to draw a line east and west, the storms are just along that line. So nothing in our listening area right now, but that is, of course, subject to change at any moment. Continuing on with some local headlines before we get to state and national news, Mayor D.C. Reeves had a lot to say. One of the things that it will certainly generate some buzz is parking rates at the Pensacola International Airport. He says that he is proposing a change that will cost you more to park at the airport. Here's what he said when asked why.
No one has ever been in my position and said, I enjoy raising the parking rate. No one's ever said that. I can guarantee, I haven't looked it up, but no one's ever said that. But it doesn't mean it's not necessary. And, you know, we've got to be able to generate revenue to provide the amenity and the quality of service that people expect when they come to the airport.
So Reeves is calling for a daily max rate increase of $2 a day for garage and surface lots and a $1 increase at economy lots. The city council will vote on the proposal at its meeting this Thursday. This afternoon, they're setting the agenda for that Thursday meeting. We told you last segment about the three that were rescued after the boat capsized. Heard from Pensacola Fire Chief Jenny Craner. Also heard today from Deputy Chief Kevin Chrisman regarding a couple of shootings from the weekend. The first that he talked about happened early yesterday morning in downtown Pensacola, where a male victim was shot multiple times in a parking lot near Jefferson and Government Streets.
He is expected to survive but has serious injuries. Detectives are actively working this investigation, and anyone with information on this shooting, whether it's information on who did it or if you happen to have cell phone video or anything like that, please contact Detective Turney at 850-435-1975.
And Chrisman also providing an update on a shooting that happened last night on Taurus Avenue. They do have a 21-year-old suspect in custody, Traquan Butler. Chrisman says that officers interviewed the victim at the hospital and that he suffered non-life-threatening injuries. State headlines today, day four in the trial of the ex-Parkland school resource officer Scott Peterson. Officer Timothy Burton testified that he and Peterson were taking a tactical cover position because there were already other officers inside the school after shots were fired.
49 people, predominantly Latino.
And that's not the right audio, my bad on that. But the Peterson's defense is trying to prove that taking a tactical position instead of charging was the correct call.
And more state headlines coming in just a bit after traffic on the fives. We are looking, we're looking pretty good right now on I-10. We do have a patch of slow traffic. This is going to be right near 29 due to an accident. Scene of the accident, again, is right past 29 if you're heading eastbound on I-10. This is going to be at mile marker 11. There's some debris in the roadway as well. So just keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good on the roads. But if you see something else, feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Kind of got a little bit of a traffic, weather update right when we got started. But just to keep in mind, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch happening until 8 p.m. tonight. Right now in our area, it's looking good with just some clouds. And it's 91 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. But just keep that in mind. We probably are going to be seeing some pretty heavy thunderstorms north of us in just a bit. If you see something else again on the roads, call 850-262-6111. And this report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Today marks the 7th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre. A gunman killed 49 people and injured 53 more. Their lives will be commemorated this evening at an event at Steismix Hall in Orlando tonight, and the shooting was the deadliest incident in the history of violence against the LGBTQ plus community in the U.S.
And earlier today, funeral services held for A.J. Owens, the 35-year-old mother who was allegedly shot and killed by her neighbor. Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
We're not going to be quiet about it, and we're not going to apologize for standing up for it. We are not going away quietly. What happened here is wrong, and we come to stand with this family to call wrong wrong.
And investigators say her neighbor, Susan Lauren, shot her through her locked door as Owens tried confronting her about hitting one of her children. Looking at national headlines today, another shooting under investigation in California's Bay Area, this time at a home in Antioch, where a birthday celebration ended in tragedy. Police say several shots were fired after uninvited guests showed up. That caused panic and sent several people running for their lives into the neighborhood. Seven people were shot in total, and an 18-year-old woman died at the hospital.
An overwhelmingly majority of Republicans don't believe that a felony conviction should keep a candidate from out of the White House. According to the CBS News YouGov poll, 80% of likely Republican voters say that former President Trump should be allowed to serve as president again, even if he's convicted of felony charges. The poll also showed 76% of Republicans are more concerned about the indictment being politically motivated than they are about the potential national security risks.
The Biden administration is defending its decision to initially say that news reports of a secret Chinese spy operation in Cuba were inaccurate.
We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared.
So that's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, who said just last week the news stories revealing the operation were inaccurate. The White House now confirms China has operated a facility in Cuba to collect intelligence on the U.S. for years. Gracie, the next time that my wife asks me if I took the last popsicle from the freezer, I will just tell her no. And then when she says, "Hey, Joe, you left the stick out," I say, "Babe, when you asked me at the time, I gave you as much information as I could at that time." I'm basically just going to repeat what the White House... You know what we call that? That's called lying.
Oh, gosh.
He lied. Said, "Oh, it's inaccurate." And he says, "Well, you know, he had the information at the time, and come on, man. He lied."
Yeah, I don't know about...
Oh, here's it again, okay? Listen to the word salad.
"We were as forthcoming as we should have been.
As we should have been.
At the time the first stories appeared."
I don't think you're the one that gets to determine that.
Oh, gosh. No explanation.
Yeah. I was as only as accurate as I should have been at the time, but now you caught me. I did, in fact, have the last popsicle.
Oh, gosh.
4:30 Fox News update coming up. More top stories on a busy Monday on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is working with other nations to hamper Chinese spying operations after reports that China has a spy base in Cuba.
"We've engaged governments that are considering hosting PRC bases at high levels. We've exchanged information with them. Our experts assess that our diplomatic efforts have slowed down this effort."
Republicans say the revelation of the Cuba spying operation is more proof that President Biden is weak on China. Former President Trump is set to appear tomorrow in a Miami federal courtroom
to answer to 37 charges of mishandling classified information and lying to investigators.
Fox's Evan Brown. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, calling the case another political witch hunt and election interference.
Military officials say Ukrainian troops have retaken a fourth village from Russian forces in the country's southeast, the early stages of a counteroffensive. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A positive day for stocks with the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rallying 1.5% and the S&P 500 notching its highest close in 14 months. That broad index today moved up 40 points to 4339, the highest finish since April of last year. The Dow Industrials gained 190 points. Demand for cruises continues to improve, and that's prompted J.P. Morgan to upgrade its rating on stock of Carnival Corporation to overweight from neutral. In response, Carnival shares soared 12.5% today. Stock of rivals Norwegian Cruise Lines and Royal Caribbean rose 7.2% and 2.6%, respectively. Job cuts at Grubhub, the food delivery company, announced this morning. It's laying off 400 corporate employees, about 15% of its workforce, amid higher costs and declining orders. U.S. oil futures tumbled today. July crude skidded more than $3, settling at $67.12 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Dalvin Cook. Three great running backs, all in the middle of contract negotiations. The reality of the position is no matter how valuable it is to have a good run game, giving an individual running back big money is not how most teams choose to run their business. I'm Maggie Gray.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
You like the movie?
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Take hiring to a higher level. Virtual hiring is now made virtually stress-free with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Find your next great hire visiting indeed.com/credit.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Happy Monday. Hope you're getting a great start to your week. And we're going to get a quick look at traffic. And we do have some severe weather coming our way later tonight. So we're going to get a total update on that. For traffic right now, we do have slow moving traffic on I-10. It's going to be in the eastbound direction at mile marker 11, right near 29. This is going to be due to an accident that is having a roadblock. We have authorities on scene right now, but it is slowing things down. That's going to be as you are passing the 29 exit, right, where it kind of makes that curve, you'll see some slowdowns in the eastbound direction. Other than that, roads are looking good. We have a small accident on Pine Forest, but not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. But that is just south of the interstate on Pine Forest heading northbound right near Wild Lake Boulevard, so right near the interstate. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we have a severe thunderstorm watch for this evening. It's going to be in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. And taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we just have a lot of storms just trickling all throughout just north of Florida. So Atmore area, Century area, Bruton seeing some rain right now, but that's going to continue with a big thunderstorm coming our way. It's moving eastbound right now. So just keep that in mind. Again, thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Right now, listening area is looking good. It's really hot out with a 91 right now in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking ahead at some sports action tonight, pretty light in Major League Baseball, but all eyes on the NBA Finals. Game 5 at 7:30 on ABC. The Denver Nuggets trying to win the title. The Heat standing in their way. The Nuggets lead the series 3-1. The Heat, though, with some potentially good news with the return of Tyler Hero, who is expected to suit up and try to play tonight. He was officially upgraded to questionable today. 5:40, the Braves taking on the Tigers in Detroit. The Rays and the Marlins are both out west with start times at 8:40 tonight. The Rays in Oakland taking on the Athletics, and the Marlins in Seattle to play the Mariners. We do have two elimination games in the Super Regionals of the NCAA Baseball Tournament. Tennessee and Southern Miss will be squaring off in about 20 minutes on ESPN2, and then later on at 7 on ESPN, Texas and Stanford will play in their Game 3. At Belmont Park over the weekend, two racehorses had to be euthanized. One happened yesterday. The other happened in a race that took place after the Belmont Stakes. And a Senate committee is asking for details on the PGA Tour's deal with LIV Golf. Democrat Richard Blumenthal is requesting details of the agreement. He said it raises serious questions regarding the reasons for and terms behind the announced agreement in a letter that he sent to both the PGA Tour commissioner as well as executives at LIV Golf. Health, Business, and Science notes J.P. Morgan Chase is agreeing to settle a lawsuit that alleges the bank of helping facilitate Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking enterprise. The settlement would resolve a lawsuit filed in federal court by an undefined woman last year. She says Chase turned a blind eye towards Epstein's conduct.
In a crazy story out of Colombia, four children who went missing over a month ago after their plane crashed in the Amazon forest in Colombia have been found alive. Colombia's president tweeted the news on Friday and showed pictures of the children with the rescue teams. The children's ages 13, 9, 4, and an infant were the only survivors of a plane that crashed in the jungle on May 1st, killing three people, including their mother.
New figures show the toll that fentanyl has taken on the U.S. Army. The Washington Post says that 127 soldiers were lost to fentanyl between 2015 and last year. That's more than the number killed in combat in Afghanistan during that same span. Lawmakers introduced a bill last month that calls on the Pentagon to release overdose data every year.
And the University of Wisconsin-Madison has a dream job for someone who's extremely lactose intolerant.
Tolerant.
Not. Oh, oopsies.
You know, you gotta like dairy.
Yeah, you gotta love it. The School Center for Dairy Research is hiring a dairy taster, a taste tester, to talk about food based on appearance, texture, taste, aroma. Whoever gets the gig is expected to taste as many as a dozen pizzas and 24 cheese samples a week.
Sign me up for that. Absolutely. Almost 3,500 Reddit pages went dark today. A protest of the San Francisco-based tech company raising prices for developers of third-party apps. As part of the backlash, some subreddits will make their communities private for 48 hours.
And Fox News is sending a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson. The conservative anchor just published his first two episodes of a new Twitter show. The letter takes issue in his Twitter show because Carlson's still in contract dispute with Fox after they ousted him last month. And Fox says that they're still paying Carlson, which says that it should keep his contract exclusively to Fox through the end of 2024.
And finally, Grubhub is downsizing its corporate staff. The food delivery company is laying off 15% of its corporate workforce, which is about 400 employees. The CEO announced the move in a message to employees today, citing a need to remain competitive in the marketplace.
And tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $324 million. The cash option on that works out to be just over $167 million. And tomorrow night brings the Mega Million drawing, with the jackpot standing about $260 million.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have a beef with Donald Trump. He used their movie footage in a fundraising video last week. The video used an audio clip from Air, the movie that detailed Nike's efforts at landing Michael Jordan.
Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life.
And Damon and Affleck say that Trump doesn't have permission to use it, and they don't want their work used by his campaign.
Busy couple nights for Nicki Minaj. Apparently, she was swatted last week. Cops said that an anonymous caller notified child services that Nicki Minaj's 2-year-old son was being abused. That led the sheriff deputy to show up at her house in Los Angeles. A few hours later, then someone called 911 to dispatch to her house and said that Nicki Minaj's house was on fire.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody had it out for Nicki over the weekend there. 4:45 right now. We'll take a break and look at our local roads and our weather. Again, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch, and a bit more storm cells are starting to form just above the Alabama-Florida line in Century. There's a big cluster north of Mobile, and looks like, Gracie, are those kind of just staying on an eastward track, or are those headed kind of southeast right towards us?
Yeah, it is. It is moving a little bit south right now. But it's for weather. First off, it's a big storm right near Hattiesburg right now, just north of Mobile. So that's going to be most likely getting closer to us later tonight. But right now, we do have some rain throughout Century, Bruton, Atmore. So just keep that in mind, that that is going to be some thunderstorms later this evening for weather. For traffic right now, we do have some slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be heading eastbound right near the 29 exit. That's mile marker 11. Eastbound, we had an accident that is causing some some slowdowns on the interstate. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Again, thunderstorm watch in effect till 8 p.m. this evening. So just keep that in mind. Right now, it's still hot in our area. That's going to be 91 right now in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Hitting our top three stories once again this hour, former President Trump is in Florida now ahead of tomorrow's arraignment. And Trump was indicted last week on 37 felony counts connected to the handling of classified documents. He'll be arraigned in a Miami federal courtroom. There's going to be extra law enforcement and security on hand for sure, as I would imagine a lot of protesters on both sides of the equation will be out there. He is expected to speak publicly tomorrow in New Jersey as he flies back there once the arraignment is over. Meanwhile, officials in Pennsylvania say the highway bridge on I-95 will need to be demolished after a tanker truck fire caused it to collapse yesterday. The tanker was carrying 8,500 gallons of gas and caught fire. The demolition process will take a few days, but the restoration and getting that bridge back open could take months. And here at home, three people were rescued at around noon as a boat capsized as they were taking on some heavy waves. Here's Pensacola Fire Chief Ginny Craner.
Three victims fell into the water, and within 12 minutes, they were on Pensacola Fireboat 1. So they're all doing okay, and luckily had on flotation devices, which is pretty key to their successful rescue and doing okay right now.
Situation could have been at a lot worse there, but good news there as the three were able to be rescued. So kudos all around to the fire rescue crews, and Escambia Sheriff, I believe, had a boat out there as well assisting on that. Getting some weird and wacky stuff going on. Check this out. Hoax happening in Missouri where homeowners are being sent fake notices saying that buffalo are being shipped to their home. Not like buffalo wings, not like buffalo, you know, no, actual live buffalo are going to be shipped to their home in the middle of the night. The notices say, quote, "The land surrounding your home has been selected as a game preserve, and that the first shipment of 550 buffalo will arrive at your home at 3:45 a.m. on June 29th.
Who makes this stuff up?
I wish I did.
Is there like not anything happening in Missouri that this I is guess, entertainment?
I don't know. The St. Louis Cardinals having a bad season. Sorry, Andrew.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, so I guess that's, you know, if the Cardinals aren't playing well, then that's how they generate their excitement. But yeah, I wish I did. I'd have a good list of people that I could send that to. That would be a funny prank.
No, that's a good one. Also out of L.A., a couple in L.A. were cleaning out their parents' basement when they found at least a million pennies in a crawl space. If you're not good at math, that's going to be around $10,000, but they can't find any takers, including banks. Coinstar said that they would take $8 and it would be a pain in the butt to get the pennies there, but they put up ads online for $25,000 as pretty much all the pennies are copper, not zinc.
Yeah, I don't know what you do there. I mean, I guess it's a nice collection of a million pennies, but
I'm surprised their parents were hiding this and they didn't know. Like, oh, we got a stash of copper pennies in the basement.
Maybe that was like I don't know if like the parents are still alive. I don't know that, but maybe that was something that they just came up with, you know, when their kids were born, says, hey, you know, let's collect pennies and we'll just never tell them. And one day they'll find it and they'll be, you know, $10,000 richer or so.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
You know, as punishment for everything that they did to us while they were kids, they'll have to figure out like how to deal with the million pennies. I don't know. I hope that's what happened. 4:50, we'll take a break, come back. We got some more wacky stuff, some good news, and a recap of what movies did what at the box office. Finishing off hour number one of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here. Almost 5 o'clock. We'll have the Channel 3 first block at 5 o'clock with Bob and Sue, and then come back for a full rundown of everything going on in your world today, finishing up with the lighter stuff that we like. Our area getting some publicity on the TikTok and Instagram and all that. We had a couple viral videos over the weekend, one in Destin where you had a bear enjoying some sun out at the beach.
Oh my goodness,
that was
yeah.
cool. Also, over in Orange Beach, you had a family of sharks just hanging out with some people that were just in, you know, shallow water, just swimming around, and you know, that was good to see. You know, both sides getting along. That's good to see. One thing I'll be very interested in seeing tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals is, will there be any bits involving mascots and professional fighters? I don't know if you heard about this. Conor McGregor absolutely laid out the Miami Heat mascot on Friday night at halftime of Game 4. They were just doing like a little boxing bit. You know, the Heat mascot had on the boxing gloves, and McGregor was bare-fisted. Just lays into him twice. Also, yesterday, the Canadian Open golf tournament over the week in the PGA Tour was won for the first time in like 70 years by a Canadian golfer. So that was pretty cool. In the fourth playoff hole, he sinks a 72-foot eagle putt to win this thing. And then in the aftermath, he is celebrating with his caddy. You know, they're embracing. And then one of his friends on tour has a bottle of champagne and is running up to him and spraying it. And there's a security guard that nearby that thinks he's a fan, and tackles him like he's Ray Lewis. And so that was funny as well. A lot of fun funny videos as well. The sound of the day comes from the White House. You know, we've been talking for the last few days about the China spy facility that they may or may not have in Cuba, and the New York Times reported this last week, and then the White House said, no, this isn't accurate at all. Then the White House came out after there was apparently new information or new documents that were unclassified, declassified, and then John Kirby had this to say.
We were as forthcoming as we should have been at the time the first stories appeared.
So kids, next time your mom or dad catch you in a lie, just roll with that. See how well that does for you.
It's like that one office scene where he's like, I don't really know where I'm going with the sentence when I get started. I just see where it yeah. goes. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's word salad that says I lied.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. Some more wacky stuff before we get to some good news and a movie review. Man in Indiana was arrested for shooting at a mouse outside that was in a trap. But the problem for 22-year-old Frankie Rosa was that he was shooting outside in the direction of his neighbors, including an 8-year-old. He was charged with criminal recklessness and also drug charges. Did not have a clear head when he was doing Frankie. That. By the way, we haven't talked about, I don't know how we haven't talked about this, but the Japanese place over in Pace? What's up with that? Yeah, what's up with that?
I saw that this weekend. I haven't been, luckily. But I don't think a lot of people are going to be going back there. More wacky stories coming in a bit. We do have to get a quick traffic update. We have slowdowns on I-10 now in the westbound direction, causing some delays. So we right near 29. So just, you know, past traffic reports have been in the eastbound direction. That has gotten cleared up. Now we have another accident right around the same area, but going to be in the westbound direction. So that's going to be on I-10 westbound in between 29 and I-10, causing some delays. So just keep that in mind. For weather for this evening, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. This is due to a big cluster of some rainstorms and thunderstorms coming to our area. Right now, it's just north of Florida, so we are seeing some scattered storms throughout Century, Atmore, Bruton right now, but that is going to continue as this patch of rain is coming east as well as a little bit south.
Yeah,
so it's
looks
it's coming
making
towards
a beeline
us.
Right for us.
Yep. So that is going to be we're going to be seeing that later tonight. And again, that thunderstorm severe watch in effect until 8 p.m. for Northwest Florida. If you see something else on the roads or you have any other details, just give me a call to the traffic line 850-262-6111. And traffic updates brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call up Homer, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, which is Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather.
Good news. An elementary teacher in Montana just retired after 31 years and on her last day got to fulfill a lifelong wish.
I started teaching when the walls went up in the school and it was built, watching students grow and learn to believe in themselves and know that they can do hard things. Oh my gosh, I've always said on my last day of my teaching career, I wanted to go out in a helicopter. I'm very excited for chapter 2. I have 2 beautiful grandchildren, Ren and Layton. It's going to be hard to say goodbye, bittersweet.
Yep, leaving the school in a helicopter.
Wow.
Very cool. Happy trails to Wendy McCullough, retiring after 31 years. That's going to do it for hour number one. A block of Channel 3 News coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.